This is your warlord of weird, Sin Bodhi. Look both ways before you cross the street while you're skating on thin ice carrying scissors. You're listening to The Final Count.
Hi, this is former WWE superstar Kieran Cross, and you're listening to The Final Count.
This is former WWE and TNA Impact superstar Mike Knox, a.k.a. Nux. You are listening to The Final Count. Keep it tuned.
Hey everybody, Anthony Corelli here, formerly known as Santino Morella, and you are listening to The Final Count.
Yo, peeps, you're listening to The Final Count with my boy Ryan right there, bro. So listen, don't forget who's telling you this. It's your boy, Eric.
Hello everybody, it's the Croc Rockin', Nickelback Poppin', Curls for All the Girls, the Perminator, Sam Beal, as seen on Impact Wrestling, and you are listening to The Final Count.
This is former WWE superstar Victor, and you are listening to The Final Count.
What's up, guys? That's right. It is The Final Count, and this is our weekly episode. This is kind of a special episode, a special Thanksgiving episode, as I know this is the day after Thanksgiving, as we're recording this. This will be out, actually, on Saturday. This is the day after Thanksgiving, almost like Christmas, but the day after Thanksgiving. And you're probably like, Ryan, who's the guest? Well, he's not a guest. He's the new, and might be like, new what? we got Chance, but now we have two co-hosts. Not only do we have Chance Karpinski, shout out to Chance. Chance, I'm not going to mention what's going on, but shout out to Chance, and hope to have you back soon, brother. Awesome. And then, but right now, the new co-host, without further ado, Brian Dixon. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for joining us aboard The Final Count and coming on board as the new co-host. Well, the second co-host, but our newest co-host. Excited to have you aboard.
Absolutely. It's been a while since I've been talking about coming on here. I'm finally here. We're ready to take this thing to the next level.
Exactly. And we are going to – we got some – if you have not been following our social media – we got a bunch of different stuff going on right now. We'll get into that towards the end of this episode. But let's get right into this. I told you this is a Thanksgiving episode, special Thanksgiving episode. And so we're going to break down or talk about some top 10 Thanksgiving wrestling moments. This could be from WWE, TNA, AEW even, maybe OVW. Who knows? It could be from an independent wrestling. We don't know what it's going to be from. We know, but you don't. But without further ado, we're going to break this down from top 10, from number 10 to number 1. So with number 1, we're going to go back to 2015. The New Day had their first annual New Day Thanksgiving potluck dinner on Friday Night SmackDown. And this was an interesting thing. Well, not interesting, but like it was a nice little segment. Wasn't too long, wasn't too short. It was just the New Day. Basically, they're hosting this Thanksgiving party per se or whatever, and they got a bunch of different people, guests arriving, and including the Ascension, who came empty-handed. How do you come empty-handed? I might have to talk to Victor about that. I mean, he was just on here. Not too long ago, but how do you come to Thanksgiving empty-handed? I don't know how that happens, but anyways, yeah, that wasn't too high on my list. But
that was probably a top 10 for me, like actual number 10. And then see Adam Rose come in there with the rabbit stew,
yeah,
and spill it on Kofi. I got a kick out of that.
And so, guys, we're just we're just breaking down these moments that, with the Thanksgiving theme of the holiday that just passed, we're just breaking down these and talking about our favorite Thanksgiving moments that happened in the past in WWE, TNA, again, all that. The next, number nine for me, Vicky Guerrero's Thanksgiving celebration on SmackDown. This was back in November 29th, 2013. And so Vicky Guerrero, again, kind of same thing as New Day. She's backstage hosting a, she labeled it as a leftovers party, a Thanksgiving leftovers party. And we're going to have an eating contest, which it turned out to end up being, Kali, and, yeah, the great Kali, and then Titus O'Neil, and of all people,
neat too. That's a number nine for me too.
Number nine for you too.
Yeah,
that wasn't one of my most favorites, but it's up there.
I was gonna put it 10, but then I went back and watched both of them. I was like, eh, I can go to number nine.
Yeah, same here. Number eight for me, I have Rockstar Spud's Winners Only Thanksgiving Feast. This is from TNA Impact. And so Rockstar Spud, basically, he held a big Thanksgiving feast in the ring, of all places. And he's invited everyone that won a match throughout the night to come out and have this big Thanksgiving feast. They got a table spread. That's a nice spread, too. Like, and then they're all, like, talking about, like, what they're thankful for. Pretty good entertaining segment right there, so... That's why it made my number eight. What about you?
It was pretty weird seeing, you know, Jesse Godders coming, because, you know, he's in OVW now. Well, he's been in OVW, but he had a nice little run in Impact Wrestling. Yeah. So it was weird seeing him on there, and then DJ Z and Bobby Roode, because now they all made the switch kind of to WWE.
Right, right.
But it was a great segment. I think Rockstar Spud did well with it. And then Lady Tapa, that's what I was one thing I was going to point out. What happened to her? Is she still wrestling, or?
Actually, yeah, I just recently found out that she is still wrestling. I don't know exactly where, but she's still on the Indies. So.
Well, that's good.
Oh, yeah. What do you have for your number eight?
My number eight was the Kurt Angle Thanksgiving.
Kurt Angle Thanksgiving. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
It's kind of, I don't know, like I had to watch it a couple times.
Yeah, it was kind of all over the place.
It was.
It's Kurt Angle's hosting Thanksgiving. And I will just say it while we're talking about it. That was my number six on the list. I really did enjoy that segment. And this was from November 22nd, 2007. So going way back. but yeah, that was, as far as TNA, those were like the golden years of TNA. You know, especially, you know, with the name, the star power that you had. You had Kurt Angle. You had, you know, Christian Cage. You had all these AJ Styles. Was not even in WWE yet at the time, and so that was just it was a good segment, you know. So I really enjoyed it at the time, and then watching it back, and you know, brought back the you know, the memories and all the good stuff, and so yeah, it was what it was.
Yeah.
So number seven, the TNA for me, I had the TNA Thanksgiving Turkey Bowl, and I'm not. Going off of any certain one, but just, you know, I sent you the video with the five different turkey bowls.
Yep.
Of TNA or TNA Impact, and so basically, just the turkey bowl itself is what a concept right there. You know, you have this, I guess, one night tournament basically, or you know, and the loser has to end up putting on the turkey costume. And it's always interesting and fun to see who's going to end up wearing that turkey suit.
And it's always somebody different. It's not the same person each year.
It is.
Which makes it more interesting. You're like, no, he's not going to lose. Or he's not going to get it. Or he's going to win the $25,000.
Yeah.
Didn't Jesse Godders end up in a suit one year?
Jesse Godders did. And I believe so did Robbie E, I believe, too. At the same time, yeah. What'd you have for number seven?
Number seven, I'm going to say it was the Hornswoggle and the Soaring Eagle.
The Hornswoggle, Soaring Eagle.
Yeah, where she came in with the burnt turkey and then he grabbed out the slingshot.
That was actually number five for me. That was really one of my favorites. I really enjoyed that one, just like you said, because she burnt the turkey and Hornswoggle, Jesus.
He was so upset.
he was upset. Then he was gonna, I guess, skin the eagle alive with the fork and the knife, and then you got the Rosa Mendez like, no, put that down.
Yeah,
he grabs a bow and arrow, and then of course you got the comment from Matt Stryker with the a little HBK.
Yeah,
that was a great moment right there. So we talked about number six on my list, and you said that was number seven on your list.
Yeah, number six on my list would be the Big Show SmackDown.
The Big Show SmackDown. Okay, I had that number two on my list.
And he was telling Taz, "No, don't suplex me through the pumpkin pie."
That was one of my all-time favorites. That was from SmackDown November 25th, 2004. That was really a very entertaining segment right there. Very cool segment. You had Joy Giovanni, was part of SmackDown back then. Then you had Luther Reigns, another OVW original. Well, he was in OVW. I don't know if he was an original, but you had him come out and kind of ruin the segment. And then, he was like, "I didn't get all these people are getting an invite. Why didn't I get an invite? You know, hey, I mean, if you leave somebody out of your Thanksgiving dinner, I guess." Kind of warrant that they're going to be upset about that, you know?
I didn't watch much back then in, like, that era, I guess.
Yeah.
Not too much, but... So it was kind of hard for me to nitpick the segment, right. But it's still a top six.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So then we have... let's see. Number... I say that was number five. Right? Or no. Number five
was
number was
two for you.
Yeah. So that was number two for me. So number five... Now we're moving to number five. Number five for me was the Hornswoggle shoots the Swagger Soaring Eagle. We talked about that. So what was number five for you?
Number five for me was the Rockstar Spud segment.
But that was number actually four for me.
Like you said, it was a fantastic setup, fantastic segment. And if you noticed, when they panned the camera out to the tables that were on the outside, there was Angel Garza. And there was also Santos Escobar in a purple and silver mask.
Oh, wow. No, I did not realize that.
I noticed that. That's something I wanted to point out. I was like, hold on. What? So I had to go back, and I was like, wait a minute. Those faces are familiar.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was those two. Angel Garza was at this table, and Santos was at this one. So.
Wow. Yeah, I had that as – you had – you're talking about the Thanksgiving – food fight. So yeah, I had that as number one. The Thanksgiving food fight. Yeah, I had that as number one. Where they were throwing at the end of SmackDown. That was from November 25th, 1999. So that was way back. that was my number one favorite Thanksgiving moment of wrestling of all time. Just because of I enjoyed the food fight, I guess, a lack of a better explanation. Just the food fight, WWE's food fights, no matter what holiday you're talking about, always so entertaining, you know.
My number two would be the Gravy Bowl match.
The Gravy Bowl match, yes. That's a good
one. It's just entertaining back then, and that's the era of wrestling that we was in back then, so it's kind of fitting.
That's actually my honorable mention is the Gravy Bowl match. The Gravy Bowl matches, it was a different era.
Was that still the Attitude Era or was it before?
That was the Attitude Era. It was the Attitude Era. And, some people will say, oh, that's objectifying women. And to some, it might have been, because of the sexualization of the women and everything.
Right.
But it was still entertainment. it was still entertainment at the end of the day, it was still entertainment.
But you got to look at it. Look how far the women have become in professional wrestling.
And, yeah, and they're more.
And we'll talk about that later with the other categories and stuff. But definitely. My number one was William Regal and The Rock. I mean, come on now.
That was my number four.
The Rock is just The Rock, like so good on the microphone.
Yeah.
He just, I don't know, he's just him, I guess, is how you put it.
The Rock, that segment was just, like you said, it was gold. That was just gold.
And William Regal, I didn't like him much, but yeah. He's a fantastic heel. Fantastic.
He really is. And I love the besmirching thing.
Like, yeah.
Who's ever heard of besmirched? And not especially in 1999. I guess nowadays, I mean, you don't hear that word a lot, especially over here in the United States. But besmirched. Yeah, that was a very entertaining segment. Of course, it led to a match between The Rock and William Regal later in the night. So that was my number four. Number three for me. What was your number four, actually?
Which one was my number four?
And I know we've covered, most.
I want to say it was the top five turkey suit matches.
The turkey, okay,
all
right.
Yeah, where they had all five in the video.
So number three, this was another good one. This could have easily been number one. The John Cena's Thanksgiving rap prayer from SmackDown, November 27, 2003.
That was my honorable mention. You got to love the GOAT. You got to love the GOAT.
That was great. Yeah, that definitely. I can agree. That could have been my honorable mention, too. I mean,
John Cena was fantastic his whole entire WWE career.
That was the chain gang John Cena, the rap John Cena.
Word life, everything.
Yeah. Exactly. It was so, so gold right there. So so that was my number three. Number two for me was the Big Show Thanksgiving from SmackDown, November 25th of 2004. We talked about that. And then, as I said, number one, the food fight from SmackDown, November 25th, 1999. So that is our discussion of breaking down our top favorite Thanksgiving moments from wrestling past. I'm sure maybe 10 years from now we'll have this discussion.
Yeah.
And it'll be totally different.
Absolutely.
Except for maybe a few. Well, we're going to shift right over into things as, you know, if you're watching this tonight, is going to be Survivor Series. The Thanksgiving week tradition. And so, no greater way to continue this Thanksgiving special than to go ahead and talk about Survivor Series tomorrow night and do a little bit of predictions. And
not only Survivor Series, Survivor Series War Games.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for the correction. Survivor Series War Games. Yeah, and as William Regal would say, War Games.
That's right. He was the best one at saying that. I love War Games and NXT. It's phenomenal.
Yes. No, I completely agree. So the first match, and this is what we know thus far, as we're recording this, SmackDown is currently on right now. So we have Santos Escobar versus Carlito. And this match, Carlito's basically defending the honor of Rey Mysterio. You know, Santos Escobar just a week or two ago attacked Rey Mysterio. And I guess Santos is no longer with the LWO. So I guess he's kicked out of the LWO for now. And no longer with LWO. You got to think that Santos Escobar, you know, he's had this in him. He's had this pent up frustration in him ever since Rey Mysterio basically. I mean, let's be honest. Yes, Rey Mysterio took his spot in the match against Austin Theory a couple months back for the United States Championship. and then went on to beat Austin Theory for the United States Championship. That was supposed to be Santos Escobar's match, and it was stolen from him. After he was not because of Ray, but it was because of Austin Theory attacking. I believe it was Austin Theory attacking him. Yep. Austin Theory attacked Santos Escobar in the back, and he could no longer continue to be able to compete in the match. And so Ray's like, "I'll do it. I'll step up." And Santos was like, "Yeah, go ahead, go on, fight for me."
And I think another thing with this match that his two boys that was with Santos before the LWO formed back, I think they're going to play a role in the match, as well as I think Rey Mysterio is going to play a big role in the match.
Yeah. Now,
and I think the two is going to turn on Rey and join back with Santos and become a heel faction.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if Rey is how long Rey's going to be out or not, if he will be back. And so, like, I could see them definitely turning on him, turning on Rey and Carlito, and again, going back in Legado del Fantasma. I can see them going back, and or maybe they'll start a new group of some sort. But yeah, I can definitely see that for sure. I'm going to go with, in this match, I'm going to go with Carlito. It's his first pay-per-view match back, and so I'm going to go with Carlito on this one.
I'm going to go with Santos, just to switch it up a little bit.
All right.
Not a big fan of him, but I think if they turn him, if they make him a heel attraction, I guess, they can go somewhere with Santos.
Most definitely.
He has a lot of potential.
Yeah, no, he does. He does. And I believe eventually he will be the one to dethrone or beat Logan Paul for the United States Championship, and then make that rise up. Definitely agree with you on that.
Yes.
The next match that I wanted to discuss is the Intercontinental Championship match. We have Gunther defending against The Miz. I don't see the title changing hands here. I see Gunther going on to continue this dominant reign that he's had. I don't know who can defeat Gunther.
They had, as I said, I haven't been watching much, but I watched on TikTok. They had one hell of a promo segment.
Yeah.
No, the Miz is incredible on the mic anyways.
Yeah, they both are. They both are. I like I said, I definitely see Gunther keeping the belt and continuing his reign of dominance. But The Miz, I don't know. He's held that title too much. And not that that's really a problem, but, you know, just like give new guys a chance. Give Chad Gable another chance. I mean,
right.
He took Gunther to the limit for real. And so that was, give him another chance. Give these younger guys more chances instead of just,
absolutely.
Okay, we're going to throw The Miz or, Cedric Alexander or someone like that back in
right.
Back into things. Next match, we have WWE Women's World Championship. Rhea Ripley defends against Zoe Stark.
Rhea Ripley all the way.
Absolutely. I don't see Rhea losing the title to Zoe Stark.
I don't see her losing it anytime soon.
Yeah, not anytime soon. If she's going to lose it to anyone, I would say Nia Jax eventually.
If she's going to lose it to anyone, it's going to be Jade Cargill, hands down.
I didn't think about that,
They're building Jade Cargill as, like, an unstoppable. No. But she's great anyways. I loved her work in AEW. But she's coming back. She was not coming back, but coming to WWE is, like, a strong force.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. She is going to be the next top dog for sure in the WWE and – it's going to be awesome to see what she does, Jade Cargill. But yeah, it's going to be.
My wife does not like Jade Cargill.
You what?
My wife does not like Jade Cargill.
Oh, wow.
not one bit.
I'm excited to see her. the next match is the, and I think, okay, let's say this. Last year, the men's was the main event for War Games, for Survivor Series War Games.
Before we get into the War Games matches, can we mention this whole promo thing going on with Shinsuke? Who is he calling out?
Yeah.
People say it's CM Punk because they're in Chicago, which we know CM Punk's going through all this crap with AEW and WWE and all this. I think it's the return of AJ Styles.
Yeah, I don't want to see I agree with you.
I love Punk. I love CM Punk and always have since 2000 when I started going to OVW. 2002, excuse me. I've always loved Punk, but I think he's done. I don't think he needs another run.
Yeah. His attitude. I can't deal with the attitude.
He gets too much locker room heat. So quick.
It's the backstage stuff for me. It's not him as a performer. Nothing.
He's a phenomenal wrestler. He's phenomenal on the mic.
Yeah.
But he just don't know how to watch his mouth in the backstage area.
Correct. So. Correct. No, that's true, and I'm glad you brought that up. I do believe that it will be AJ Styles. And if it is CM Punk, I almost want to say, what is WWE thinking? I mean, I get, know, money, but, you know, and honestly, they're in Chicago. There are chants going on there tonight, chanting for him. I mean, for CM Punk, I mean, if they don't pull the trigger, I'm almost scared to see if, you know, what Chicago's going to do, you know?
Yeah. I know you're going to get the CM Punk chance. It's just, it is what it is at this point.
For sure.
But I honestly think it's a return of AJ Styles.
Yeah. No, I would love to see AJ Styles back for sure.
Absolutely.
So with the War Games, I think that the women are going to main event the pay-per-view this year.
I agree. They deserve it.
Yeah, and they do. They do. And this, not to take away from the men, because the men's War Games match is, you know, you got the return of Randy Orton.
Absolutely.
I mean,
finally,
you got the return of Predator is returning. Back.
And I'm gonna touch on him though, because I got little speculations with him.
Yeah.
So are we going into the men's War Games match?
Yeah. Let's break down the men's first. Yes.
Okay, you got one of the ultimate baby faces ever in Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Come on now. You got Jey Uso, which if you watched Monday Night Raw when they mentioned Randy Orton's coming back, did you see the way Jey Uso looked?
Yeah.
Because him and Jimmy is the one that hurt him before. Mm-hmm. And then you got, of course, my boy Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
And then you got Sami Zayn, which just came a long way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got, of course, the Apex Predator, Randy Orton.
Randy Orton. Mm-hmm.
I got Team Cody on this one.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Now, with the Judgment Day, though, I'm not buying it with Drew McIntyre.
Absolutely not.
I feel like he's absolutely in the Judgment Day. And I don't know. I feel like there's going to be some miscommunication on the hands of Damian Priest.
Yep.
There's going to be something that goes wrong. It might not be his fault, but there's going to be something that – there's going to be a conflict between him and McIntyre or him and JD or somebody. And there's going to be – it's going to happen.
Yeah.
The
Judgment Day's got a lot better, though.
No, they have. They really have.
Like, I didn't like them in the beginning. I'm not going to lie. But it's growing on me.
No, I completely agree. I like the depth. They're kind of like the bloodline, you know, because the depth of this story that they're telling here, there is a lot of depth to it. You know, it did get stale for a little bit.
It did.
When Edge was first started it and everything, but the longevity that it has now, they've poured more depth into it. And so, you know, there's so many ways it could go. So it's going to be interesting to see where they go with that. But, yeah, I agree with you. Cody Rhodes, Team Cody Rhodes is going to be the one to pick up.
Touching on the Randy Orton subject.
Yeah.
As you've seen the way Jey Uso looked, obviously, on Monday. Yeah. So I think Randy's going to hit Jey out of nowhere with RKO. Something in that team tells me that Randy's going to hit somebody with an RKO on his team.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been speculation that it could start a feud with him and Cody, but I see Cody finishing the story at WrestleMania 40.
For sure.
And winning
the
belt.
I do feel like there's going to be some type of feud with him and Cody. I do feel like that's going to – well, we got two or three more pay-per-views before – before we got the Rumble, we got the Elimination Chamber, I believe.
Yep.
Got an Elimination Chamber, Royal Rumble. I don't know if there's a pay-per-view next month in December.
I don't know, a few pay-per-views they're out of the
country.
There
are at least three more pay-per-views prior to WrestleMania. So that can keep Cody busy in a feud with Orton going forward. And then, you know, and after he's done with Orton, then finish the story with Roman, and then he's going to get the belt.
That or it could all end the feud with all of them tomorrow night. As you're watching this tonight,
yeah,
it could end the feud with Team Cody and all of them in Judgment Day, needs to come to an end because it's been going on too long.
Yeah.
Like, it's great segments. They're all great, but it just needs to end.
Yeah, now I really did enjoy seeing Cody, if we go back to Fastlane, Cody and Jay pick up the title, win the titles, the tag titles. That was an awesome moment. I would also like to see that again. I don't know if we'll do that again anytime soon.
They should have gave him a longer run than just 3 weeks.
Yeah, the run should have been longer.
Yeah.
As much as
Jay and Cody is so over with the crowd.
Yeah, as much as they're over and the yeet. And everything, it's kind of like the you got and then you got yeet.
And then they sing Cody's song, they sing Seth Rollins' song. Like, how much over can you get?
exactly.
You got a top heel team versus a top babyface team.
That's true.
It's just phenomenal what they're doing. Since Triple H took over, it's been phenomenal.
Yeah, you get Vince out and everything changes.
And I was scared with, like, the TKO UFC merge, same. But so far it's been good,
same
I guess.
Here, same here. No, I agree. The next and the final match with War Games is going to be the Women's World Games match. We got Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, and Shotzi going up against Damage Control, Bayley, Io Sky, Kairi Sane, and Asuka. This match, I don't know if it's going to be in this match, but Bayley's going to be kicked out of Damage Control eventually. It's coming.
I could see that. But then again, don't get me wrong, I like Becky and Charlotte and all of them, but I think Damage Control's taking the W.
Oh, damn it. Yeah.
It's about time for them to win.
Yeah.
Because you got Io Sky, phenomenal. You got Kairi Sane that just came back, phenomenal. Yeah. Asuka, not to mention, phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then Bayley has stepped it up a lot.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But I could see them kicking Bayley out.
Definitely. I definitely can see Bayley being kicked to the curb. It's going to happen. And then, you know, it's going to happen eventually. Bayley's going to be, the signs, they're already telling the story. It's already there. The signs are there. It's just a matter of time now. I don't know that it's going to happen tomorrow night, but I do agree that they will win. Damage Control will win. I mean, look how stronger they are with bringing in Asuka into Damage Control, and then also the returning, as you said, Kairi Sane. Definitely, for sure.
Or you got Dakota Kai, which is she's still injured, so it can't be a 5-on-5, but I think she might have a role in this match.
I agree.
Some way or shape or form, she's going to get involved.
She's going to do something. And we don't necessarily know if she's cleared now, and they're just not saying it. You
know? And we don't know if she's even going to be there with them or not. Yeah. So.
Completely sure. Well, at this time, we want to go ahead and, before we get ready to end this, we want to go ahead and mention some of our sponsors. Not some of them, but all of them. We want to go ahead and thank them and let you know some awesome things that we got going on. I told you at the beginning of the show, we got some big things coming out the pipe. We got some great sponsors. There's even one sponsor that we don't have yet. I need to email them. And so we got things going on. The first one, I'm going to let you share the first one.
So the first one, if you go to collarandelbowbrand.com, use promo code Final Count KY, all caps, and save 10% on your checkout. It's phenomenal wrestling gear, phenomenal t-shirts. You can't get much better.
There you go. They were having it up there on the screen for you. Go ahead and head on over there to check them out. Tell Al Snow you heard from the Final Count.
Absolutely.
And then we got shop at, go ahead and head on over to shop at WWEshop.com using our personal link in the description of the episode below. So if you're watching the episode, just click in the link in the description and it'll send you right there. And that's our personal link. And it'll send you right there and you can go ahead and check out WWE Shop, buy, get yourself that belt that you're wanting for Christmas. Get yourself that, you know, that replica title, that your favorite Seth Rollins shirt, your favorite mommy shirt. Go ahead and get yourself that, you know, I don't know if they still sell toys on there or not, on the figures.
Who knows?
Go ahead and check them out. And thank you to WWE Shop. We are a WWE affiliate partner. And so we want to thank WWE Shop as well as Colin Elbow. And I'm going to let you hit this last one.
If you head over to jcountyapp.com to get your official Final Count hoodie and t-shirts for only $25 right now for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it's 10% off with promo code SHOP10. That's SHOP10, all caps.
There you go. And we want to thank our family over there at J County. That's actually Jackson County. So I believe they're up in Indiana. But we want to thank them. We're partners with them now. And so, yeah, some big things going, as we said, down the pipe with the Final Count. Glad to have Brian a part of the Final Count and on board now and everything. And we've literally talked about this
for a while. Years. It's great to be here finally. Like, it's only going up from here. Like I said in the beginning, 2024 is looking phenomenal.
It really is. And it really is. And with that, we will see you down the road. You can find us on social media by going to facebook.com/thefinalcountky on Facebook, and then on Instagram and Twitter at thefinalcountky, and on YouTube you can find all of our past episodes by just typing in the search bar, The Final Count KY. Also, I want to mention we are now on more platforms for podcasts, such as Anchor, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public, and also on iTunes. So be sure to check us out on all those platforms that you can find podcasts on. The Final Count is on all of those platforms that I just mentioned. I want to go ahead and mention that if you go to ColinElbowBrand.com and use the promo code FinalCountKY, you can save 10% at checkout when you use our promo code, and you will be supporting not only Colin Elbow, but you will also be supporting the Final Count and getting merch and all that good stuff. Colin Elbow has good swag. Definitely recommend it. Very comfortable, great fitting swag, t-shirts and shirts. So definitely go over and check out ColinElbowBrand.com. Use the promo code FinalCountKY, that's in all caps, and save yourself 10% at checkout, and tell them the Final Count sent you. And say hi to Al Snow. But with more, speaking of Al Snow, with more on ColinElbowBrand.com, with more on Colin Elbow, here is Al Snow.
Wrestling. A love. love and a passion we all share. I've started a wrestling brand. The wrestling brand. A brand founded on the aspects of wrestling. Two entities working together to create a product that connect emotionally for people everywhere. Collar and Elbow is the brand. Passion and love for wrestling is the drive. I am Al Snow, and this is Collar and Elbow, the wrestling brand.